Wow, wow, wow. Praise the Lord. Welcome to day 46 of our 50 days of blessings. We are getting closer and closer to the D-Day, or should I say the B-Day, the Blessings Day, the Night of Blessings. We're praying for you, as many of you as have called us, to book your seat reservations, to share your expectations, to share your prayer requests. We have been praying, really, really praying. And we know that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. On Monday, we started 7 days of praying and fasting in preparation for the program. And this is day 4 already. And I hope you've been joining us to take some time to fast and to pray. You know, when you fast and you pray, it sensitizes your spirit and gets you ready to receive everything that God has for you. Now, I have something I would like to share with you. And I'll begin from Psalm 138 and verse 8. It says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands." I love that opening scripture, and that came to me, you know, in preparation for this broadcast today. It says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me." God perfects his plans and purposes in your life. That's one of the beautiful things about praying and preparing yourself through fasting and prayers, because it gets you into God's perfect will and purpose for your life. I want to read that scripture to you from the Living Bible. It says here, "The Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your loving kindness, Lord, continues forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me." Praise the Lord. One of the things that God wants to do with you is to work out his plans for your life. Some people don't bother to know what is God's plan. They don't even ask such questions. They just think about what they want to do. But I tell you, the most beautiful life you could ever live is a life lived on God's purpose, on God's plan, and on God's timing. And that's really what I want to talk about today. First, let me read from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 from the Amplified Translation. It says, "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." God has a clear plan for your life. He has planned the good works you should do. He has planned the paths you should take. He has planned the good life he wants you to live. Isn't it more important to find out what is God's purpose and pursue that purpose than to do your own thing and find out that you lived a life unto yourself? The man of God, Pastor Chris, told a story one day, and he told us that, you know, he was in a meditation with the Lord, and God told him that the most important thing a man could do is to discover God's purpose for his life and fulfill that purpose. Praise the Lord. So, you might have been trying to do something. Maybe you feel you're supposed to leave the country, or you feel you're supposed to marry this person, or you're supposed to live in this place. But did you ever ask, what is God's purpose? It could take a whole lifetime of mistakes and wasted efforts to discover that you really were not living on God's purpose. You were living your own. But yet, God has a purpose. As we're preparing for the night of blessings in our fasting and prayers, one of my expectations and prayers is that everyone who participates in this program will get to discover God's purpose for them. Not just to discover God's purpose, they'll get to discover the plan. How does he want you to get that purpose achieved? And also, they will be in God's timing. There's a time for God's purpose. Now, I want to read a story to you just about Moses. I'll just give some references on it. I'm reading from Acts chapter 7, from verse 23. It says, "And when he was full 40 years old," this was Moses, "it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel." Now remember, Moses was a Hebrew, but he was brought up in the house of Pharaoh. And obviously, when he got to the age of 40, he realized, or he had been taught, that he was actually a Hebrew. So he went to visit his brethren. He went to see how they were doing. He was in the palace, but he wanted to see how they were doing. Verse 24 says, "And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian." Look at verse 25. "For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not." So here is Moses thinking to himself, "I must be in this palace for a purpose." And he was right. He realized that his being in the house of Pharaoh was a part of God's purpose. So the first thing is, what is God's purpose? As we're praying and fasting, you become attuned and sensitive to God's purpose for your life. It is God's purpose for me to be talking to you today. It's part of God's predestination for you to hear me as well. So what is God's purpose for you? And for you to be listening to this broadcast means that God wants to connect you to your purpose. Purpose is so important. Only about 3% of people ever discover God's purpose for them. Most people are living somebody else's dream, including theirs. What about God's dream? The most fulfilling life is to be the person God created you to be. So here is Moses in Pharaoh's palace, and Moses realizes, I'm here for a purpose. I'm here for a purpose. But purpose is not enough. He thought that God would deliver them by his actions from the palace. But that wasn't God's plan. God's plan was to take him out of Egypt and bring him back in a different way. So when you know God's purpose for your life, you then have to ask, what is the plan? How does God want me to go about it? Moses thought that by defending his brethren, you know, physically like that, he would deliver them. He said, but that was not God's plan. So what did he do? He killed an Egyptian and he was driven out of Egypt. Hallelujah. So that was not the plan. So maybe you know God's purpose for your life. What about God's plan? Yes, this is what God has told you to do. This is what he wants you to be. But are you going about it the right way? As you are praying and fasting, God will show you what is the plan. Glory to God. Then, not just to know the purpose and to know the plan, but also the timing. Timing is important. These children of Israel, God had told them he was going to bring them out of Egypt at a certain time. He actually told them that he would take them into the promised land when the iniquity of those in the promised land became full. So there was a definite time Moses was supposed to deliver them. He was 40 years ahead of time, but he didn't know. He was going about his actions in the wrong way and at the wrong time. God will have to take him out of Egypt. He will spend another 40 years in the wilderness before coming back to Egypt to deliver them. And to show you that the timing was supposed to be accurate, the Bible tells us that the children of Israel came out of Egypt exactly 430 years after they went in according to God's word. If you can see that in Exodus chapter 12 and verse 41. So there was a time Moses was supposed to fulfill his purpose. It wasn't 40 years earlier as he supposed, because this prophecy had been given ahead of time. The timing is important. So maybe you know God's purpose for your life. Maybe you know God's plan. But what about God's timing? That's why this night of blessings is for you. At the night of blessings, not only will you discover God's purpose for your life, you will receive visions. You will know how to go about it. And you know the time you're supposed to make it happen. I really don't want you to miss this night. I believe that it is God's divine destiny for you to be hearing my voice today, to hear these things, because God has a glorious future for you. He has things he wants you to achieve. He has places he wants to take you. He has things he wants you to do for others. And all he requires is to connect you with his purpose, with his plan, and with his timing. If you haven't been joining us praying and fasting in preparation for Night of Blessings, you can start tomorrow. Go ahead and join us. Take time out to pray and prepare for the program. Write out your expectations. Write out the thoughts that God is bringing to your heart. I tell you, God will speak to you. That's one of the things that will happen at a night of blessings. Don't forget, Friday, September 12, 2025, at the Tafa Balewa Square, Lagos, from 6 p.m. till dawn. We're going to be there in that ambience of the Spirit, praising God and worshiping and receiving the word, and God is going to bring blessings into our lives. Blessings of directions, blessings of favor, blessings of salvation, blessings of healing, all kinds of blessings. Everyone will leave with the fragrance of God's presence all over you. And you discover that after the night of blessings, things will change for you. Praise the Lord. Now call us on 090-764-15312. Call or send an SMS to find out more details about the program, to make your seat reservation, to book your seat on the bus, and to find out any other details you want to. And you can also call us and we'll pray with you. Yes, that's so important as well. We'll pray with you. Share your prayer requests. Share your expectations. Let us believe God together. Go to our website, anightofblessings.org, to learn more about the program and to see videos of our previous crusades. We've had crusades before. We've had meetings like this before that have been a blessing to many. You can also watch our TV program on the website and find out how you can watch us on TV in different parts of Lagos. Now, don't forget, Night of Blessings, plan to be there. If you've never been to such a meeting alone, ask somebody to come along with you. You will not regret it. Now, I'm going to be calling Pastor George to talk to you and give you some more information. And if you're not yet born again, I tell you that is where God's purpose for your life begins. Give your heart to Christ. Let today be the day you make connection with God's own purpose for your life. Thank you for listening. I'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for your word of blessings to us today. We are thankful to God who perfects everything that concerns us, including his plans and purposes for our lives. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessing from our dear Pastor Deola Phillips. She said, "It's better to find out and live out God's purpose for your life, and that God desires to connect you to his purpose, his plan, and his timing for your life." Glory to God. Now, if you are not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, "O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God." Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, for the ministry of your word, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in them, causing them to fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, even as we declare that they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations once again. But if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit in your life, let me pray for you that you receive him now. I pray and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him now. Receive him now. It's done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin enjoying your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. Now, if you have questions or you have prayer requests or you have testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at the Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a glorious night for you, a night you will never forget. Now, remember to join us as we continue on our 7 days of praying and fasting, and we'll continue until Sunday, the 7th of September. Now, for your free seat reservations, for information about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And if you have other inquiries, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say